I should note that none of our presenters have any financial arrangements or disclosures to disclose. The next speaker that we have is Dr. Xu from the, where are you coming from? You're coming from the Laboratory of Epidemiology and Biometry, Division of Intramural, Clinical, and Biological Research at the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse, Alcoholism, and she'll be just presenting chronic medical illnesses as predictors of incidence of DSM-IV psychiatric disorders, a 3-year follow-up. So thank you for joining us.
Good morning. I'd like to start a presentation with objectives of this study. The objectives are twofold. The first one, to investigate the rates and the socio-demographic correlates of 3-year incidence of DSM-IV psychiatric disorders. Second, to examine on a national basis, national level, the prospective associations between medical illnesses and DSM-IV psychiatric disorders. It has been demonstrated in the literature that there exist significant associations between chronic physical disorders and psychiatric disorders. As a clinical consequence of this PM, the physical mental comorbidity is a phenomenon that comorbid psychiatric disorders are prevalent in primary care settings. However, mental disorders are usually not recognized in primary care, outpatient clinic, or general hospital settings. Therefore, these mental disorders remain untreated, leading to prolonged patient suffering and the risk of iatrogenic injury. Clinical studies have demonstrated that excess disability and impairment associated with this PM comorbidities. Therefore, the first recommendation in World Health Report 2001 is to provide mental care in primary care services. In addition, this PM comorbidity has been found to be associated with increased medical cost, complication, implication of somatic symptoms, greater functional impairment, and poor self-care. Also, this PM comorbidity lowered the rates of compliance with prescriptions or treatment regimen, reduced quality of life, and increased mobility and mortality from medical conditions. Most epidemiological studies that examine this PM comorbidity were mostly cross-sectional in nature. In addition, these cross-sectional studies have examined DSM-3, DSM-3R, and ICD diagnosis of psychiatric disorders. Prospective studies that yield incidence rates are rare only because these longitudinal studies are more resource intensive and they are more complex than cross-sectional studies. Large-scale prospective investigations that use physical illness to predict the incidence of DSM-IV psychiatric disorders have been lacking. Furthermore, a majority of the previous studies have focused on major depressive disorder. Therefore, there is a major gap in the literature in terms of how physical medical conditions may affect the risk of subsequent psychiatric disorders, especially disorders other than MDD. Significance of this study, the U.S. population is experiencing greater longevity and a growing proportion of minorities. Identifying high-risk subgroups of the population for incidence of of increased psychiatric disorders is critical in planning preventive intervention strategies. Next, estimates of the association between chronic mental conditions and psychiatric disorders will be useful in establishing priorities for the allocation of healthcare and research resources. Knowledge of the association between chronic mental conditions and psychiatric disorders may also help prioritize the efforts of integrating mental health services in general healthcare settings. I need to briefly mention the data used in this study, and I guess I didn't include the slides. MISARC is a database, is the one, the data that we use to do this analysis. NESARC stands for National Epidemiologic Survey on Alcohol and Related Conditions. We have two waves. Wave one was fielded in 2001 and 2002, we have about 43 individuals. And wave two was fielded 2004 and 2005, so 3 years later, we have wave two, and the sample size was about 35,000. The unique opportunity that we have is that we have a wide array of DSM-IV substance use, mood, and anxiety disorders are available on the data set. Also, because the large sample size, as I mentioned before, the sample size are large, so we're able to look at the associations between specific mental conditions and specific psychiatric disorders rather than using the aggregated broad categories of physical and psychiatric disorders. So these are the chronic mental conditions considered at baseline. Circulatory diseases, arteriosclerosis, CHD, coronary heart disease, angina pectoris, and myocardial infarction. Hypertension and other heart disease include tachycardia or any other form of heart disease. For digestive diseases, we consider stomach or stomach ulcer or gastritis. For liver, included liver cirrhosis or any other form of liver disease, and musculoskeletal disease were considered was arthritis. Just a quick note, all these mental conditions were diagnosed by health professionals. Excuse me. We also consider these risky behaviors at baseline because we need to control them. Drinking status include current, former, and lifetime abstainer. For smoking status, current smoker, former smoker, and non-smoker. For BMI status, we consider different categories of underweight, normal weight, overweight, and obese. These are pretty typical cutoff that we used. So the methods we use, all analysis were based on the individuals who were at risk for psychiatric disorders at wave one. That means whoever already received a diagnosis for psychiatric disorders were excluded because they are not at risk anymore. We only consider those who did not have the diagnosis at wave one. So we want to see whether we have incident, the new cases. For each psychiatric disorder, multivariologic regression was conducted sequentially. We entered the social demographic variables first. Then we enter the health-related risk factors. Next, we consider comorbid medical conditions and comorbid psychiatric disorders to derive at the final model. So here it's a chart showing the 3-year incidence of DSM-IV psychiatric disorders of the U.S. general population. We can see that alcohol abuse and MDD, major depressive disorders, are the highest, and these two, the dysthymia and bipolar 2, are the lowest in terms of incidence rate. This is the 3 incidence of DSM-IV, MDD, and bipolar 1 by age and sex. So the red is female, and the dotted line is bipolar 1. So it's obvious that the rate of female were higher than the rate of males. And also we see that the gender difference, you know, if you look at the solid line, the red line here versus the solid blue line here, the gender differential converge at higher age or older age. And we have one similar, this is 3 incidents of DSM-IV, panic disorder and social phobia. We see the same similar pattern. The rate of females were higher, and the gender differentials converge. And in addition, we see we saw an inverse relationship, the incidence rate, inverse relation between the incidence and age. This is odds ratio results. This is as I mentioned at stage one, we only included the social demographic characteristics. So, you know, these in bold, they are all significant relationship, but this is only at stage one. And this slide shows the final stage. You know, remember the final stage, we also control the risky behavior, we control physical comorbidity and psychiatric comorbidity. So these are the ones remain significant in both. This is a quick summary. So coronary heart disease predicted panic disorder, and the number there is the odds ratio. Hypertension predicted social phobia. Stomach ulcer or gastritis predicting MDD, major depressive disorder, panic disorder, and social phobia. Arthritis predicted bipolar 1, panic disorder. So quick summary of the results. Overall, alcohol abuse had a large 3-year incidence at about 5.2%, followed by major depressive disorder, and alcohol dependence and generalized anxiety disorder, GAD, they are about 3.3%. Dysthymia and bipolar 2 had the lowest 3-year incidence at about 0.7%. For substance use disorders, the rates of males were substantially greater than those of females. I didn't show you on the slide, or I only show you the mood and anxiety disorders, but for substance use disorder, rates of males were substantially higher than females. On the other hand, well, in contrast, for mood and anxiety disorders, the rate of females were substantially higher than males. Gender differentials, except for dysthymia, converged with increasing age. For SUD, substance use disorder, mood, except for dysthymia, and anxiety disorder, there exists an apparent inverse relationship between incidence and age. The relationship is a little bit different for incidence with dysthymia. The inverse association with age was weaker, and the decrease tapering off or increasing slightly at the older age. Now we talk about the second objective of this study is the prospective associations. At stage one, we control for social demographic characteristics only. All psychiatric disorders were positively associated with chronic medical conditions, OR, odds ratio were all greater than one, but only half of them were statistically significant. Alpha was controlled at 0.05, and the odds ratio ranged from 1.27 to 2.34. Specifically, all chronic illnesses by hypertension predict incidence of major depressive disorder at 3-year follow-up. Also, bipolar 1 and social phobia were predicted by 4 different chronic medical conditions. Alternatively, among all baseline medical conditions, CHD, the coronary heart disease, stomach ulcer, or gastritis, arthritis, predicted 4 psychiatric disorders followed by other heart conditions. Arteriosclerosis and liver diseases predicted MDD, and hypertension predicted social phobia. At stage 3, which is our final stage, I mentioned before, physical comorbidity, health-related risky behaviors, and co-occurrence of other psychiatric disorders were controlled, and all the association reduced in the strength. For stubborn ulcer gastritis, predict the largest number of psychiatric disorders at follow-up, and arthritis predict about 2. In contrast, atherosclerosis and other heart conditions and liver disease no longer predict the incidence of any psychiatric disorders. For major depressive disorder at stage 1, all chronic medical conditions except hypertension was significantly associated with incident major depressive disorder. However, at final stage, only stomach ulcer gastritis remain a significant predictor of incident MDD. For panic disorder, CHD, the coronary heart disease, stomach ulcer gastritis, and arthritis were significantly associated with incident panic disorder at stage 1. At the final stage, these associations remained statistically significant. Because time is constrained, I just go straight to conclusion. This study presents, to the best of our knowledge, the first and the largest population-based study examining the prospective associations between specific medical conditions at baseline and specific psychiatric disorders at 3-year follow-up. The mechanism underlying the link between physical illnesses and psychiatric disorders, including biological, psychological, or social consequences of the primary disorder. And literature suggests that the mechanism underlying this link may be due to some psychological, physiological effect of chronic illness on mood. For instance, certain medical conditions are accompanied by severe pain, such as myocardial infarction, stomach ulcer, arthritis, and fatality risk or fear of death may result in traumatic experiences. Let me jump to the last two. As a result of this PM comorbidity, primary care settings have become important sites for detecting and treating common psychiatric disorders due to the high prevalence rates of psychiatric disorders found in these settings. Our findings highlight the importance that frontline clinicians are aware of mental health issues in primary care settings, so timely consultation with the psychiatrist can be initiated to mitigate the detrimental effects of physical illness on mental health. This concludes my presentation, and thank you for your attention.
Any questions for Dr. Shu? In the back there.
Yeah, thank you. Two quick questions. One is, there recently didn't look at endocrine disorders. And two, did you have any measure of perceived stress?
What was the first one? I didn't hear the first one.
Endocrine disorders. Why didn't you look at endocrine disorders?
Well, unfortunately, I used the NESRAC data at two different time periods, and for some reason we didn't have the same disorders. I think we didn't include all the medical conditions for both, because when we follow up, we want to make sure that these medical conditions are in the questionnaire for both surveys. And that answers your first question. And second question, you asked the psychological distress.
Perceived stress.
I think that's a very good point. I think we will look at that. Thank you for your suggestion. Any other question?
I apologize, I got in late, and so I didn't get to hear the whole presentation, but has this been published somewhere?
It's been in the works. As I apologize to my coworker, Dr. Huang, he's also present here. I've been working on other, more important papers, but this is, we all agree that this is important to publish, and I'm working on it.
The slide presentation, is that available somewhere?
Oh, this? I don't mind, I can. It's
I believe that all the presentations are, the audio is at least recorded. It's up to the author's discretion to share the actual physical slides.
Any other question? Thank you.
Thank you.